Good morning. Clouds moving into the area this morning, out ahead of a couple of areas of weak low pressure in the Ohio Valley and Mid-Atlantic. These low pressure centers both producing a few scattered rain showers around early this morning. And as this energy passes through our region, we'll have lots of clouds around today and maybe a couple of passing rain showers in spots and perhaps a couple of wet snowflakes across the higher terrain. Otherwise, it should be mainly dry today, but much cooler than recent days, as temperatures, while starting out in the high 20s and 30s, will only make it back through the upper 40s to around 50. Overnight tonight, skies will remain partly to mostly cloudy, and it will be chilly again, with lows back into the lower to middle 30s and 20s across the higher terrain. With that system passing through, the wind will pick up late tonight, and it'll become gusty tomorrow at times over 20 miles per hour. This wind over the relatively warmer waters of Lake Ontario will produce lake effect rain and snow squalls, particularly in the western Adirondacks, where several inches of snow could accumulate out toward Lewis County. Otherwise, for the rest of us, we'll have mostly cloudy skies tomorrow with that blustery northwest breeze and a passing rain or snow shower, and temperatures holding in the middle to upper 40s. Mainly dry on Friday, but still very brisk and chilly with a mix of sun and clouds only in the middle 40s. Another disturbance will swing through southern Ontario and the Great Lakes on Saturday. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds. Temperatures will only reach the middle to upper 40s, and there's a chance of rain and snow showers by evening and overnight Saturday night. We'll start to dry things out on Sunday and begin a turnaround temperature-wise, still only, though, back up to 50 for the second half of the weekend, and with partly to mostly cloudy skies on Monday and Tuesday, readings back into the lower and middle 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, Hurricane Raymond is located 120 miles south of Zihuatanejo, Mexico, in the eastern Pacific Ocean this morning. Raymond is weakening, but maximum sustained winds are still near 75 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some additional weakening is forecast during the next day or two, and Raymond is expected to be downgraded to a tropical storm later today as it slowly drifts away from the coast. Still, additional rainfall amounts of 2 to 4 inches, with isolated storm total amounts of up to 15 inches are possible in coastal sections. These rains could produce life-threatening flash floods and mudslides. And freeze warnings and frost advisories are out for a large part of the Missouri Valley, Ohio Valley, Appalachians, and Mid-Atlantic region. Temperatures tonight are expected to drop close to, and in some cases below freezing in these locations, and it'll be the first hard freeze of the season in some spots. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Norman Wells, Northwest Territory, Canada, at 2:44 p.m. Eastern Time back on Monday. The last report of hail was at Leite Lopes in Brazil at 4:20 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 18 degrees with a west-northwest wind at 37 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 12 above zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 36 degrees, the dew point 32, 86% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.77 inches, and it is currently falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 95 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 15 at Moose, Wyoming, Gunnison, Colorado, and Alpine and Sunset Crater, both in Arizona. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain likely in the mid-50s, Boston increasing clouds with late-day showers in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with a few showers and highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature at Albany yesterday, 55 degrees, the low 35, the average temperature 45, that's 3 degrees below normal. 1/100th of an inch of rain yesterday, for the month now 2 inches even, which is 6/500 below normal. And 38.32 inches for the year, which is 6.22 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 57 degrees, the average low 37, the record high 81 set in 1947, and the record low 20 in 1969. Sunrise this morning is at 7:18 a.m., sunset this evening 6 p.m., 10 hours and 42 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a passing rain shower today, perhaps a few wet snowflakes in the mountains, with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows in the 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with a passing rain shower today and highs in the lower 50s. Cloudy with a few showers tonight and lows in the lower to middle 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with a passing rain shower today, perhaps a few wet snowflakes and highs in the mid to upper 40s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with rain and snow showers downwind of Lake Ontario and lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with a passing rain shower today and highs near 50. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with a passing rain shower today and highs near 50. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, windy and cold, a passing flurry or snow shower, especially in the mountains, middle to upper 40s. A mix of sun and clouds, continued breezy and cold Friday, mid-40s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Saturday, rain and snow showers at night, in the upper 40s. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday and Monday, lower 50s and lower to mid 50s with mostly cloudy skies on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.